Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Sahyadri Industries Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram Maheshwari, Whole-time Director, CEO, and CFO at Sahyadri Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Sahyadri Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. I hope everyone has had a chance to view our financial results and investor presentation, which were posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. I am accompanied by Mr. Arvind Garg, our Financial Controller, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor, on this call today. Let me begin with a brief overview of the company's performance in FY23. Sahyadri Industries registered a top-line growth of 9.2% in FY23 on a YoY basis amidst all the challenges prevailing in the global economy. The decline in EBITDA and pressure on EBITDA margins for the full year is attributable towards rise in raw material cost, fuel cost, etc. The raw material prices continues to be at elevated levels due to inflationary pressure across the globe. The overall demand for roofing product remains sluggish across the country, largely due to an uptick in the inflation prevailing in the rural economy. We were able to pass on the prices partially. However, there is still a pressure which hampers the overall performance. Having said this, while the industry still remains under margin pressure, Sahyadri Industries is better positioned to protect its margins. Despite multiple headwinds, Sahyadri Industries continues to demonstrate resilient performance and maintain its market share along with its leadership position in Western India. Now, moving to the performance during the quarter. During the quarter, the company recorded a revenue growth of 26.2% against same period last year. We have been able to pass on partial increase in cost to our customers despite the fact that the cost of raw materials is continuing to be at a large level. Additionally, EBITDA was impacted because of an increase in other expenses, and the stabilization of operation at the Perundurai plant resulted in increased expenditure. In Q4 FY23, our capacity utilization was 80%, whereas it was 71% for the full year FY23. CapEx update: our capacity expansion in Maharashtra state for manufacturing of non-asbestos cement board plant having capacity of 72,000 metric tons have been initiated. Land has been identified, and land acquisition is in process. Also, company is in the process of setting up a new unit in Odisha state for manufacturing asbestos corrugated sheet of 120,000 metric tons per annum. Talking about a couple of other updates, the board has recommended a final dividend of 1.5 per equity share of the face value of rupees 10. That leads to a cumulative dividend of rupees 4 each for FY23. I am pleased to inform that shares of Sahyadri Industries listed on National Stock Exchange on 6th April 2023. Now, moving on the financial performance, though you would have been going through the results and also the investor presentation, but for repetition purpose, I am mentioning here Q4 FY23 performance. The total income stood at rupees 167.7 crore in Q4 FY23 as compared to 132.9 crore in Q4 FY22. The EBITDA of the company stood at rupees 15.4 crore in Q4 FY23 as compared to 18.1 crore in Q4 FY22. PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 4.7 crore. FY23 performance, the total income stood at rupees 597.2 crore in FY23 as compared to rupees 546.3 crore in FY23. EBITDA of the company stood at rupees 84.4 crore in FY23. PAT for the year stood at rupees 37.1 crore. We at Sehati are committed towards the goal of becoming a pan-India player, which means that we will continue to explore new markets, increase our market penetration, improve our operational efficiency and produce more value-added products. Thank you. Now I open the floor for the questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Deep Gandhi from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes. So, sir, my first question is on your roofing division. So in the presentation as well as in the opening remarks, you highlighted that the demand was quite weak. But if I see your revenue growth, you've done almost 25-26% revenue growth for the quarter on a YOY basis. So if you can highlight, how are you able to manage this kind of revenue growth in this tough environment? And was it driven by volume or was there also some portion of price hikes in this? If you can bifurcate those two in the volume and value growth also.
Okay. So this is mainly, you know, the Perundai plant which is getting now stabilized. So we got the volume from the Perundai plant in the NFS. So total, there is a growth, but my statement is on the roofing side, you know, the demand, which is a subdued, and the growth mainly it is coming from the NFS new plant.
Sure, sir. And sir, so you also highlighted you have taken some price hikes in the quarter. So what was what kind of price hikes you have taken in this quarter?
You are talking for the Q4?
Yes, sir, for Q4.
Q4 it is around, I would say, around 2 and 2.5%.
Sure, sir. And so what kind of difference there is still there between the raw material and your prices? How much you still need to take the price hikes to close that gap?
Still there is a gap because the market trend is not to absorb the entire the cost increase. So as per the market, whatever we can transfer to the market, that's what we have done.
Sure, sir. And sir, my next set of question is, how does the first quarter looks like? Because it is seasonally the best quarter for you and also for the industry. So what kind of demand you are seeing in the initial day?
So far it is not great, but still June is there. So let's see how it's moving.
Sure, sir. And sir, what kind of sense do you have? How long do you think this demand pressure will continue? And so if you can highlight some thoughts around that.
It's very difficult to tell how long it will take. But we are hopeful that, I think, whatever the days left in this month and the June, July, because it appears that this time monsoon appears to be delayed based on the forecast what is coming. So there may be the extended season and whatever, you know, the subdued demand is till April and May get compensated in the next June and July, that we are hopeful.
Sure, sir. And sir, you've done almost 9% profit before tax and interest margin for the roofing division for the year. So do you expect some improvement in margins for FY24, or you think the margins will remain stable only around this number for next year?
Generally, we don't comment on that, but considering the present circumstances of the market, it appears to be In line of this, and if the season helps and the geopolitical situation improves, it may be better.
Okay. So last one or two questions from my side. So if you can also highlight what kind of revenue you've done for the non-asbestos division for this quarter.
It is in the ratio of 21:79.
Okay, and this is for the quarter, right?
Yes.
And for the entire year, is it the similar ratio or is there some difference?
In the entire, it is 22:78.
Sorry?
22:78.
Okay, sure. And what kind of profitability have you done in this division for the quarter and year?
You can we don't work out the division-wise profitability.
Okay, okay, sure. Sir, and last question, you've seen a jump in your inventory days since last 2 years. So what kind of normal number do you see and when do you see this inventory days to normalize?
Actually, if you see the... If you see my earlier call where I have mentioned that I am carrying a high inventory of fiber because of the geopolitical situation, which is now we feel slowly, gradually, either it would remain like this or it will, reduce the situation. So now we started reducing our inventory. Okay, so going forward, there would be a reduction to the inventory.
Okay, so can it go back to the normal level, so your inventory used to be...
It will not be normal level because still it, we have to keep the buffer of the geopolitical situation so far the fiber is concerned. Okay, it will not be normal, but at least it will be middle of peak and lower.
Okay, I'll join back in. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, with regards to the investors...
Can you speak a little loudly? I'm not getting your voice.
And, use your handset, please, sir.
Yeah, is it any better now?
Sir, are you able to hear it?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay. So, with regards to the investors division, how much percentage increase in raw material is at the moment compared to the last year?
Compared to the last year, it is reduced.
Okay.
Compared to the last year, it is reduced. Last year means the peak of first two quarter, it is reduced.
Okay. And how much is it still up overall compared to the normal levels? Because in the Q4...
As I said, yes, what is our lowest and what is our highest? We would be closing 23-24 will be middle of that. Still, we will carry the higher inventory because we are not certain about the geopolitical situation. Mainly the fiber.
Understood. So, is it safe to assume that sequentially next quarter will probably be lower on when it comes to roofing compared to the current quarter?
Lower means?
Compared to the Q4.
You're talking the raw material.
Lower in terms of given demand is slow and raw material prices are also on the higher side. So both sales and margins.
Talking about the Q1, you're talking comparing with the Q4, the Q1 or what? I didn't get your question.
Yes, comparing next quarter, which is at the moment in progress, and comparing it with the Q4 of FY23.
Compared to the Q4, Q1 will be better.
Okay. And will it be better on both accounts? I mean, sales and margin?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking in terms of roofing, sir. Not the...
Yes, sir. I'm also talking only roofing.
Okay. Okay. All right. And sir, with regards to... the non-asbestos part of the business. Right now, we are selling flat sheets in that, which is from the recently concluded plant. Is there anything else in that?
The new plant, we are selling only flat sheets. Whereas in the old plant, two plants, we are selling the value-added product.
What all are you selling, sir, in that value-added products?
Can you come again?
What all products do we have in that category, value-added?
At value-added, we have the planks, we have the tiles, we have other stuff.
And boards, capex that we are setting up, that will be for the first time for us. It will be a new product, right?
Actually, your voice is not coming clear.
Boards, capex that we are doing, that is a new product for us.
No, it is not new product. It is the same.
Achha, boards we have already. Yes. So, what is the revenue proportion, the revenue mix of the within the known asbestos category, if you can share that? Within that 22% that you mentioned in the known asbestos in the last year, full year, what is the revenue mix?
It is 17% is the value added and balance is others.
Okay. All right. And sir, with regards to the capex, two capex that we are doing, by when are they expected to complete? And how much revenue can we do from them?
It would be 24-25. And value, revenue would be the same of investment, 1.15 time of the investment.
Okay, from both. And which capex will be completed this year? Asbestos?
Vada will not this year. It would be the next year. 24-25.
The capex will happen in the next year?
One would happen in 24-25 and the second, Odisha will take time.
Odisha will take time. Okay. So, boards will happen earlier. Is that correct?
Beg your pardon? Boards will happen earlier, yeah, in 24-25.
Okay. And so, these boards that we are going to make from this plant, are they similar to what our competitors are doing?
Like everybody is similar.
Everybody is in the same. Okay. Okay. And with regards to the peak debt that you expect, how much will it be because of the capex that is happening?
See, I have not taken any debt for my Vada project so far. As I mentioned earlier, that we are very conservative on taking debts and we will try to fund first from the cash flow what we have available and only on the balance. So as and when it is required, it will be taken. So I cannot give you the number of what would be the peak because that all depends on my what the cash accruals available for the capex and accordingly that debt will be taken.
Okay. And sir, in terms of ramp up of the capacity, so our capacity will come up in the next year, board's capacity, how long do you think it takes? I mean, couple of years or more than that to...
Generally 2.5 years to reach the 85% capacity. So as soon as it starts, it will touch the 50%, then it goes gradually 60, 70, 80 like that.
Understood.
Generally it takes 2.5 years to 3 years for reaching to the 85% capacity.
Understood, sir. And sir, one last question. What is the difference between the gross margins of three major product lines that we will have, let's say boards and asbestos sheets and flat sheets?
See, more or less it is same.
Okay. And the sales channel is also the same?
Sales channel is not the same because non-asbestos generally go for Metro 1, Metro 2 market. Whereas the roofing business goes to the rural market. So,
okay.
I would say 30% may be the same and 70% would be different.
Okay. So, asbestos has a different channel and everything else will probably have a common channel, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead. Mr. Saket Kapoor, your line is unmuted.
Namaskar, sir. Namaskar sir and thank you for the opportunity.
Namaskar, kaise aap?
Sir, I'm fine sir. How are you sir?
I am fine, bataiye.
Sir, firstly, jise aapne ye value-added product ke vishay mein bataya ki currently it is 17% and for this year, in your presentation it is mentioned that it will be moving up to 25%.
Correct.
So sir, which category?
Same category. Category would be the same.
Sir, no, sir. Out of the sales in the roofing, fiber, cement board, and the flat sheet.
See, it is fiber cement.
which is the fiber cement board.
Yes.
Okay, and how are the realizations different, sir, in terms of the value added part, and I mean, what
it
should
it would be different? It would be by 40% higher.
The revenue you are telling, sir?
Yes, revenue would be 40% higher.
Okay, and what would be the EBITDA margin, sir?
Margin would also be 10% higher than the normal.
Okay. So, sir, for this year, for FY23, what was the contribution from the fiber cement board to out of the total revenue pie of 580 crore?
21%.
21% was from the fiber cement board. And the coming year, it will go up to 40% of the total sales.
No. There's a difference. You have asked me the value-added.
Yes, sir. Value-added, sorry.
What I am saying is the total revenue share from the NFS is 21%.
Okay. And for the current year, what it will go up to, sir?
21 to 25 tak jane ka chance hai.
Chance hai, sir. Yes, sir. Right, sir. If you could, sir, explain to us structurally what is not in the favor of this segment currently. Why is that? When you speak about the inflationary trend, we find that across the board, majority of the items, whether it is the crude prices, whether it is the metal prices, or take any example, gas prices, everything has not only declined to the pre-COVID levels, but have also fallen below that. So what is structurally so there in the segment that these prices of fibers and all are not correcting and are remaining at higher levels? But what has happened over the last 2-3 years, other than it is only the geopolitical factors that have enabled the prices to hover around these levels, or what is the trend exactly?
It is a geopolitical situation, because fiber is coming from, as I said earlier, from the Brazil and Kazakhstan, and there are only 2 suppliers, so there's no any alternate available. So whatever the terms they dictate, you have to follow that.
Right, sir.
And plus there is an increase in the forex, so that is also a direct impact. But what you are talking about, the steel prices and that reduction, which is generally is happening in the first quarter of this year. It's not, if you see the last year full, there's no any reduction on that account.
Correct.
So now the trend is started because of the coal prices cooling down. That's why the cement prices are not increasing or coming down, or the steel prices because of the coal and whatever is coming down. But if you see, the fuel prices are more or less same. So fuel cost, wherever there is a logistic cost in that, that remain would be the same.
Hmm. So going ahead for this year also, we are not going to get any relief out of this inflationary trend. That is what you are trying to convey, sir?
If that is difficult to predict today. However, there is a pressure on fiber suppliers also, because as you have seen, or all competition data also, everybody is under pressure. So that would be a pressure to them also, and they will definitely would reduce the prices, and already they have reduced by 2 to 3%. So I think going forward, there may be the impact of, because considering the opening stock and that, there may be impact of 3% in the reduction in fiber cost.
Right. When you look at your inventories also, you did mention about it remaining high. So that is again the raw material security part only?
The raw material security part.
Okay, so we are carrying the higher inventory. So whatever this 2-3% reduction.
So tomorrow something, the way the things are happening, and where it get turned, we are not aware. So we should not be in serious situation. So I am trying to safeguard the inventory level so that next 6 to 7 months there should not be any impact.
Okay. So out of this at 227 crores, what should be the raw material and the finished goods mix?
It would be roughly 50-50.
So you did also mentioned about that we are using our own fund and not dependent on borrowing. But when we look at your borrowing part, both for the non-current liability as well as the current liabilities, they have gone up significantly, if I may use the word, from last year comparison. So how will you explain these two, the reasons for the same? So from 24 crore to 43 crore for the non-current, and the current borrowings moved up from 56 to 81.
That's correct. But if you see, the Peru plant we started 2 years before. So till 1.5 year we used for internal accruals. Okay. And when, you know, the requirement of working capital increases because of the fiber and that, then we borrowed the term loan, and then term loan has come in place, and we funded our, you know, working capital requirement. So that's the difference. Because our endeavor is to use first internal accruals, but if the situation is there, we have the limits available, so accordingly we make a decision.
So currently our what is our borrowing level, sir? What is our net debt as on 31st March, long term as well as short term borrowing?
Long term, 42 crores.
And balance is. And what is our cost of funds, the blended cost of funds?
That would be more or less linked with the MCLR.
Okay. The short term borrowings would be lower. Both are linked to the MCLR.
Both are linked to the MCLR.
Sir, we did mention about entering into the new markets of the eastern side, Odisha, Bihar and West Bengal, with our new capacity of this asbestos corrugated steel, 1,20,000. So what is the current market size? When it, what are we eyeing in terms of market share going ahead? And it is now 2 years down the line that the unit will be commissioned.
It all depends when my plant is coming. Because whatever the market is, 5-7% easily you can take. Any player can take, not me only, any player can take.
Right, sir. And sir, if you take the entire market share in the segments which we are present, what kind of market share do we garner in all the categories?
See, actually, we don't have the separate data because we are the only at the west and south and others. All my players are, competition are all India. So we don't have that data, what would be our markets and what is their markets, but in the West, we are the number one.
Right. And the peer comparison would be for falling for Ramco, Vichaka.
So all the four companies and we have five.
All the four companies are our competitors.
See, there are few small companies also. But if you see from the listed entity, FOS, Ramco, HIL, Visaka and Airvest, and we are fifth. Other than that, there are few players which are unlisted.
Sir, last 2 points is, firstly, sir, for this quarter, you did mention that the contribution from the expanded capacity at Perundurai contributed to the top line. So, could you say, provide us some understanding of what the additional volumes have been? And last year, the utilization levels were 71%. So, this included Perundurai commissioning also. So, what are we eyeing, sir, currently for this year? And if you could give a separate number, sir, X of Perundurai, what was the utilization levels, and that would help.
74% is X, 71% is the combined, and we are looking around 77-78% in the coming year.
77-78% So, sir, whatever bottom line growth will come, it will be coming up from the mainly from the efficiencies and the attribution towards the value added segment. These are the two categories only that would contribute towards the bottom line for this year.
That and plus the Perundurai better utilization would also contribute.
Okay, but that is only 3-4% the top.
No. if it comes in the total would be more, na? If you see, if there's increase is from 71 to 77.
Yeah.
So if you see, 7% is not on exact on this. That would be more there.
Right, sir. So if you could give me the separate number, sir, what was the Perundurai plant contribution utilization levels for last year and what are we eyeing for this year?
Contribution?
The utilization levels for Perundurai for last year.
Last year was 41%.
41%.
Which may go to the 65%.
65%. Correct. So, as you mentioned that the current 45 days of this quarter, when compared to historically our last year quarters are somewhat the demand is somber, the demand is lower. So, it seems that this current year would also be looking slightly muted, as this is seasonally the best quarter for us. If the tone has been set for the year, this quarter should perform much better
at present. You know, if the monsoon is delayed and season is extended, then things may be better. But at present, yes, it is a muted.
Sir. But when we speak about the rural part of the story, sir, the things are tough there. That means that is the key reason why the demand is not shaping up.
See, mainly this the rain which came in between affected the crops. So the money available with them is very less. So that is the reason it is impacted.
Right, sir. We hope for better time. As a plant visit and other to have a understanding of the facilities, does the management entertain investors?
I'm not planning any plant visit for investors or the analyst meet, at least for the 1 or 2 years, till we come to a level All India pillar.
Till we come to a All India pan level?
Pan India basis, yeah.
Fine. Thank you for the answer, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity once again, sir. How much capex have we already spent?
Against Vada project, we already spent 30 crore.
30, so 65 is left?
Yes.
And for the asbestos, we haven't even started, right?
We spend a very minuscule amount, maybe 2 to 5 crore.
Okay, all right. And sir, in terms of for the roofing segment, our current capacity is 5.25 lakhs ton, is that correct?
It is, yes, yeah. Almost, yeah.
Okay, and what was the capacity utilization for this one in this year?
This year, I already said, 71%.
For roofing, okay, all right.
Maybe total. Total would be 71.
How much would be roofing, sir?
I don't have the separate data at present.
Okay. No problem. And sir, recently one of our competitors also expanded the capacity by 1 lakh tons in the roofing side. So, do you see any pricing pressure because of that?
See. The capacity utilization is coming where we are not present in that market. Our competition has expanded, that is in UP market. So, we are not present in that.
Okay. So, what is the lead distance that we usually cover with this product? Beyond this
pattern, can you come again?
What's the distance that we usually take this product to in terms of, you know, selling from the manufacturing to selling markets? What's the distance that we, you know, usually...
Generally, we work on the 500 kilometers radius.
500 kilometers. Okay. And so what's the maximum capacity utilization that we can achieve from our plants put together? Like, we are at 75 or so currently, but how much can we go to?
85%.
That's the maximum? Okay.
Yeah.
And how many dealers or distributors do we have currently for the two, you know, asbestos and non-asbestos sites?
don't have the separate list, but otherwise, whatever the we have given a figure in our investor presentation, that is what you learned.
Okay. Okay. I was looking for the break. All right, sir. No problem. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Parth Vasani from KK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Speak little loudly.
Hello. Can you? Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I just had one question. So what is our overall strategy towards opening up retail outlets? Are we going to open more retail outlets? And if yes, then where will it be?
Retail outlet means?
Retail outlets. Our overall retail outlets which we...
So own retail outlets you are talking?
Sorry?
You are talking of own retail outlets or what? Which retail outlet you are talking?
Overall, all the retail outlets.
That's already there in my investor presentation. It is around 3,000 at present. It's an ongoing process.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, most of my questions are answered. Just one bookkeeping question. Sir, can you give us the number for the working capital cycle days as on FY23?
Working capital, if you see, is around 240 days as on today, last year.
Okay. And what are our plans to...
150 days.
Okay, 150 days. Okay, sure. Thanks for the answer.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, for the Perundurai unit, what capex have we done and how have the what is the capacity addition, sir?
It is a 65 crore and capacity addition is around 6,000 metric ton per month.
Okay, so what is the current nameplate capacity there?
50%, as I said earlier.
Sir, utilization level is okay. What is the nameplate? Capacity kya ho gayi hai, sir, abhi badhne ke baad? Total capacity?
Total would be 69,000 ton, roughly. Roughly 69,000 ton.
Sir, jo factors aapne explain kiye, the monsoon part, the fiber prices, the higher inventory cost. So, pensioning all these aspects into the consideration, what is it too early to now, sir, look how the year would shape up in terms of utilization and our profitability? Or Q1 would be the best indicator, I think, so for us to have an understanding of how this year would shape up?
As I said, at present, Q1 is a muted. And that all depends how that 1.5 month which is left take in the shape. Definitely that is an indicator. So it's difficult to say, but we feel that there may be a delayed monsoon, there may be some positive waves, something may work out. So that we are hopeful. So at present, the year what we close is 71% capacity utilization. Our endeavor is to go to 76-77%. But that all depends how the market is behaving and how things are shaping it. So again, the 24 end would be a election will start, you know. So how it is going to impact after the March or during the March. Because the all election process will start.
Correct, sir. Sir, when you say muted, muted in the sense will be on the growth front or do as of now we are degrowing in respect of what June 20?
In terms of growth as well as in the realization.
Okay. But as of now, we are in similar lines to what last year June was. It's no growth also. It's a similar aspect. If you could give us some color.
It would be difficult to say at present.
Right, sir. Thank you once again, sir. Namaskar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tuljaram Maheshwari for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact SG team or investor relations advisors. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on the call.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.